Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Check out the podcast on YouTube or your favorite podcast place, or check us out here on Saturday mornings. Today, we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 11, starting in verse 29. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there's something greater than Jonah here." We've reflected on this verse a number of times here on our daily Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. A couple things to pull out. This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. This is a great phrase and can be a little confusing for us. So is Jesus telling us that he is opposed to miracles? No, of course not. Jesus is like the king of miracles, right? Jesus rarely communicates the gospel without accompanying it with a sign or a miraculous sign of his power and his presence, right? Jesus isn't saying that signs are a bad thing. He's communicating that the sign of Jonah, right? Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. That's interesting. What does that phrase mean for us today? Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites. Of what? Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites that caused them, who caused them to repent of their sin. Right? Nineveh was judged, but ultimately Jonah's presence brought them to a place where they had hope again. So too, the Son of Man will be to this generation. That this generation is, like Nineveh, potentially deserving of God's judgment. But Jesus himself is here. Why? So that we may have hope. If we seek a sign, but we fail to see the one to whom the sign points, right? The sign of Jonah, the sign of Jesus, then the miracle will have been nothing more than some cheap parlor trick, right? If we are actively pursuing engagement in whatever faith practice it may be, whether it's a miracle, a sign, or a wonder, or shoot, let me press in a little bit, whether it's going to Mass on Sunday or praying the way that we've always been taught to pray, if we're seeking after those practical components of the practice of our faith, but we're missing the person, Jesus, to whom they point, then our practice will be in vain. Every sign exists to point us to the Savior. That could be said of the miracles and signs and wonders that Jesus is referencing in today's gospel reading, or that could be even said of, dare I say, the sacramental signs within the church that we've come to know and to love and to be raised in the practice of. What Jesus says to us today is that those signs are intended to lead us somewhere, right? We don't stop at the highway sign and celebrate our success. No, the sign leads us to a, a real destination. Signs point us to Jesus. If in experiencing the practice of your faith, maybe you've continued to feel like you're coming up empty, I would just ask you that question. Are we following the practice of our faith to a place where its fruit is a practical relationship with a person, the person of Jesus? Because that's his priority for us today. Friends, thank you for joining us today. My prayer for you is that your faith would lead to one place and one place alone. And that would be an encounter of relationship with the person of Jesus, an encounter that'll change your life forever. That's his promise for us today. Don't settle until you get there.